Morse code. When's the last time you guys have WSC 438?
Station calling, you're not quite making the repeater. WRUX 245.
WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
RUF, FT308, standing by. WSEU 445 monitoring mobile. WIUU 850. WIUG 48, copy. This is 445, Gaylord. Station 850, thank you. WIUG 48, clear. Station 218 out there. Station 218, this is WIUG 48, copy. Station WRWW 601, copy. WSET 544, WSEU 445, copy. 445, good morning.
Well, good morning. I am on my way. We're running about 10 minutes behind, so I will be there. So don't anybody panic. I also did some radio testing with that meter on my radio. Disappointing results. I'll have to tell you about them when I get there.
Sounds good. I've got mine hooked up right now. I've got my new Midland antenna on, and I'm running about 1.9. At 39 on it right now.
Yeah, I plugged in that little radiotomy that you had used for a few days, and that actually, it did better than all my other radios.
That's surprising. That means you've got a good one then.
The interesting bit about it was all the radios I tested, when I got into my repeater frequency, the wattage output dropped on every one of them.
That's not right, because I'm running 39 right now. I do need to adjust my SWR on this antenna, but how's it coming through?
Coming through clear. I mean, if you got a cold, I wouldn't mess with it, because you're... I mean, there's some crackling, which may just be because I'm mobile, but yeah, you're coming through real clear.
I'm probably going to make an SWR adjustment. It's 1.95 right now.
Yeah, don't forget that tool, I was looking at it because I got the same one. It's the center is like 435. It's designed for 150 and for our frequency as well, so I don't know if that's going to affect how it adjusts or not. So if you're close, I probably wouldn't mess too much with it.
That should be close to center tune for our radios, I believe.
Yeah, I was surprised too when I tested my base radio, with that J-pole what I got out of it. So I did test with that ground plane one that I had off the house. I put some pipe up, raised it up in the air. Still couldn't hit this repeater, but I tested with my handheld. The results were actually pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear for that antenna.
I think I'm going to get a different one for the truck because that's the same one. I think that works really well for a bait. And it works for this too, but I think they probably, there's better options for my truck than this one.
I tell you what, I'm real happy with this Niven one, and that's the same one that our guy we watched has on his Jeep and was real happy with it, so.
All right, well, I'll probably be there about 10 or quarter after, so tell Justin not to panic. WSEP 544, clear on your final.
I will let him know. We'll see you when you get here. WSEU 445, clear.
WRUU 488 from 850.
Well, good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Jack. Got your message. Took care of it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Talk to you later anyhow. WRUG 488.
Alrighty, Jack, you take care. Just heading out here to go get some blood work. Got the day off. WRUU 850.
Station 218. Station 218. WRUG 88, copy.
WRVV690 Mobile, this is...
WRAS 504, this is WSBC 560, over. WRAS 504, this is WSBC 560, over. Indication of chance, this is WSBC 560, radio check, over.
Go ahead and
call
you, Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra,
810. Roger that, 810. Thank you. 560
out. You're welcome. 810, of course.
WIU 2.8. This is WSBW 983. Zach, you out there?
Station 983. This is WIUG. 38. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, thank you. I hope all is well with you. It's a little bit cloudy here in Grand Blanc, but it's 51 degrees over here. Over.
There's no sunshine here either, and it's a little bit chilly out. And it's not too bad, really. How are you guys doing out that way?
Well, we're doing great. Just getting all the lawn furniture put away and dealing with these leaves. Well, I think they're about done, maybe. Except for the neighbors that are coming down the road. But you know how that is. You do a lot of that. That'll wear you out. But just getting ready for the cold, unfortunately. Over.
Roger to tell me about the leaves. I was over at my son's house. We did 25 bags of leaves. He got a big backyard. Plus he got a he got another I don't know what it is over there, like a bunch of trees. So I was far and a half hours out of him, a bunch of leaves and put it in the bag. And that is too much, really. I was so tired yesterday. Going nowhere. I just sat home yesterday. Roger.
I hear you there. The physical labor. It's just 63. I know that's not very old, but with arthritis, it makes you feel older sometimes. But yeah, we did a lot of work up at the church, moving things around, ripping up the carpeting Saturday, and I was worn out after that. Over.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, you're sounding good. I know you're on the walkie-talkie. No problem, anyhow. So that's what happened. I was tired all day yesterday. I didn't go nowhere. I really didn't go nowhere. I didn't feel like getting up or anything either because I was so tired. And you're right, that arthritis, my left leg, it always cut up that way. Roger?
Yep, I hear you, but I'm not on my handheld. I'm on my home base. It should be coming in clear, but maybe it's the cloudy weather. Over.
Well, no, you're coming in clear and everything. Just a little bit fade out, that's all. I don't know why. Maybe because you're right. Probably the weather up your way. And anyhow, there's no leaf left, so which is good. Then we're all going to be very clear as far as the audio and the signal. Roger?
That's good. Maybe I was holding the mic a little too far. Sometimes I forget and hold it out too far, or I'll turn my head, and that messes everything up, too. Is this better? Over.
That's 100% better. They're really 100% better that way. Anyhow, so you'd be ready for, what is that, Thanksgiving yet or not yet?
Well, I'm trying to find some reservations so that I don't have to cook. And my family and I, we can just go and eat and leave the mess behind. But so far I'm not having any luck with that, and I might end up cooking here. Over.
Yeah, that is the best thing to do. Some relief, you know, go somewhere else and eat. That's for sure. And I don't know, I already have a couple of places to go, so I'm not going to cook anything at this house. I'm just going to go out there and eat over my daughter's house. Roger?
That's good that you got plans. I hope everybody out there has some place to go. And I should probably do that today, start calling around. Because now that Sunday's over with, there was a lot of places closed or not answering their phones. So I think I'm going to do that today. But I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to check in and hear your voice and see what you was up to. And I'm glad everything's going good for you. Over.
Thank you, Michelle, for checking on me, which is always a pleasure with you, anyhow, talking to you, and you take care, and keep in touch all the time, WIUG 48.
All right, I will, and you have a blessed day. This is WSCW 983, standing by.
Station 421, that station out there, 421. This is WIUG 488. Copy. All right, nothing heard. WIUG 488, clear.
544. Extension 544. WIUG, what do you need? Copy. WIUG, what do you need? Clear.
WSCI 783 to station 392, copy.
WSFK 545, can I get a radio check, please? WSFK 545, can I get a radio check, please?
Your radio check is non-clear. WRBV 690.
Copy that. Thank you very much for the first radio check I got with this radio. I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
WRBV 690 clear.
WSH 780, sound good in Flat Rock.
WSFK 545, can I, did you say for Flat Rock, sir?
Yes, sir, Flat Rock, WSH 780.
That's great, thank you. I'm in Detroit right now. Wonderful, this first conversation, I'm so happy. Thank you again, appreciate it. WSFK 545, monitoring the channel.
Your microphone's working.
WSFK 545. Anyone copy?
WSTH 380, Hazel Park, copy.
Thank you for that copy. I appreciate it very much for the radio check.
You have a great day. WSTH 380, and invite.
Microphone's working.
Dude, stop being a jerk, seriously. Hold up.
SBM 926 for a radio check, over.
This is radio check. You sound good. This is WIUG 48.
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Thank you, WSBM 926 out.
202.
Hello.
Station 544. This is WIUG, Brady, copy.
WIUG 544. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, good afternoon, Bob. How you doing today? I haven't heard you in a long time.
Upright and good to go. How about yourself?
Hey, Bob, good to go. I'm good to go, too. Roger.
To that. Good to hear. Overcast and cloudy. Rain on and off here today, which is okay. Roger.
How does all rain here? Sunshine? Blue sky, and a little cloud, and one little bit of blowing. Roger.
Roger that. We're also in advisory here. Let's see, it's 40 degrees outside there right now.
I haven't looked at the cell phone. It looked like about 51 degrees. That's what they said. It's going to be all day today. Roger.
Roger. Other than that, you're not missing a thing here. All systems go, Jack.
I'm good to hear from you. You take care. With that. Later.
Roger that, Jack. Just an FYI, that last transmission was broken but readable. We'll do it again. WICT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Well, I don't know. How about now? Is now any better?
Roger, Roger. Crystal clear, Jack.
Bob, take care. WIUG, 88.
WIUG, 544. 202. There you go, I can hear you now. Hey, 202 mobile, check back with me before you walk in that building, all right?
WSCN 887, copy 887.
Good afternoon, Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810.
810, how are you doing today? Yes,
11. I'm doing all right. Kind of windy up here. I don't know where all this cold came from, but they can have it back as far as I'm concerned. You know, just doing a bunch of running around, Ubering, and then going to go get some sleep and go to my real job. You know, rinse, repeat.
Well, at least you got a plan. Better than, you know, some of us. We're just roaming about. Keep on keeping on. Sun shining here, so it's another good day.
Yeah, well, I'm a very good master at making it appear that I have a plan, and usually the plan, you know, falls to pieces, and somehow or another I just figure out how to make it work. So I gave up making plans a long time ago. I just have ideas. No, that's about it. Yeah, but, yeah, what are you going to do? Life goes on.
Yeah, it's all good. Just reaching out to the wife here, and apparently she does not have the radio on, which is not unusual, because I've been guilty of that recently myself. Just nice to kind of check the system now and again, make sure everything is up and running, and so far, it's all good.
Yeah, definitely sounding good up this way. Where am I? Somewhere. I'm somewhere right now, somewhere between the North and South Pole. Saginaw, yeah, that's it.
Well, it's good to know you've got it dialed in to very an accurate position. And I guess I'm somewhere in that zone myself. So it's good to know that we are where we think we are. Over.
Over tired is about the only place that I know for sure that I'm at. Yeah, I feel sometimes, you know, doing this driving stuff, you know, it's like I have no idea where I am half the time. I'm just following traffic and hoping some idiot doesn't pull out in front of me like they did the other night and almost wreck out. But I don't know if it's where you're at, but they're absolutely atrocious with the way they drive up here.
What were you driving exactly? What was the situation? What was the road conditions? And you had a near collision, is that what you're saying?
Yep, nighttime, dry, clear roads. Somebody decided they were going to pull out of a parking lot in front of me.
Yeah, I get it. You just can't be too careful. I've ridden motorcycles pretty much all of my life, and you learn pretty quickly to drive every inch of the way defensively, because your life does depend on it. So it almost becomes much easier when you're in a car with on four wheels or a truck or something. You feel you actually have some safety, unlike you have on a motorcycle. Your life literally depends on it.
Yeah, roger that. Many moons ago, or eons, or centuries, whatever you want to call it, I used to be a medic in New York City, so we had to take all kinds of defensive driving and stuff. And I used to drive a charter bus, so, you know, I've been fortunate that, you know, all them driving skills have definitely paid off for me. Haven't had an accident in I don't know how many years, knock on wood.
Amen, brother. Yeah, you just got to be defensive, always. I taught all of my kids, my message was just pretend you're invisible, because much of the time you are invisible to many people. And the other point is, do not let your vehicle come in contact with any other object, and don't cause any other vehicle to come in contact with an object. And if you can do that, yeah, the little infractions, you know, the whatever they call it, inappropriate right turns and things like that, it's not that big a deal. Just don't cause any damage.
You know, I mean, we all kind of, you know, we all kind of fudge it a little bit now and again. You know, I've been guilty of a little excessive speed every now and again, and, you know, hitting that yellow means hurry up so you make the light thing. But, yeah, you just got to be aware of what's going on around you. All right, we're going to stop over at the store here and spend a few dollars of my hard-earned money here. And, you know, it was nice chatting with you, and we'll be looking forward to doing it again. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, and we will be clear on your final.
Good deal. 810, good chat with you as well. Look forward to it again. Enjoy the rest of your day. This is WSDS 311 clear.
SDS 311, we're not done with you yet. WRCY 565 says good afternoon.
Bastard. I mean, hey, what up? I'm just about to shut my truck off and go in. How are we doing today? I'm surprised.
Well, we're enjoying the view of the Detroit skyline now that all the leaves are off the tree. And it's quite windy. I just closed the place up a minute ago. Wind is getting a little much. I aired out the place today really good. And, yeah, now we're just chilling on the couch. I'll probably fall asleep halfway through this conversation. I only got about 3 hours of sleep last night. I was dumb enough to stay up late and watch the Lions win.
Dude, I'm jealous that you were able to stay up that late. My wife and I, you know, went to bed, turned the game back on once we came up, and it was just looking so bleak. I'm like, okay, I can't go through this, can't live through this. Of course, probably the same as you. I was up earlier than normal, literally at 3:15 a.m. And there's no excuse for that. But when I come downstairs, the first thing I do is check on the game, and oh my God, I obviously missed a good game. So, hey, I'm glad to hear you made it through there, and more power to them. Congrats to the Lions.
Yeah, I was home, and Joe was at her house, and she has to work in the morning. She doesn't work much today at all. She really doesn't have to work today because it's a legal holiday, but she's got stuff just to stay ahead of the game to do. But she stayed up last night. And we got off the phone talking back and forth just after 1:30 in the morning. And then I got up at 5 automatically, but I woke up at 4. She woke up at 6 because the dog has to be let out at 6, and you know, he'll jump on bed and wake her up. So it is what it is. But it's basically a normal day, you know, in a sense. But, like I said, it's cold, it's windy. I had the place opened up until about the top of the hour, and then I just shut it off, and then I heard you on the radio, and I just thought I'd drop in and say good afternoon.
Donald, I'm glad you did. It's nice hearing from you as well. Denise and I spent the weekend over on the west side of the state with most of our children all together, running an Airbnb deal. And, yeah, we had a lot of laughs, good times, and, you know, going through them. And, yeah, some of us are cheering things on, and some others are a little bit concerned with the future. But, hey, it's all good. We won't get into that. But, Donald, it's always good hearing from you as well. So I hope your day is going well. I don't think I've ever said well this many times in my life, but oh well.
Yeah, copy that. Oh well, deep subject. All right, well, I'll let you go, and like I said, I'm about ready to fall asleep myself. I'm due for a nap, and I put the radio down on the coffee table, and next thing you know, I'll be out like a light, so all right. Just like I said, I just wanted to jump in and say hi, let you know I'm still around, and you and the missus enjoy your evening. And just one quick question, how was the weather on that side of the state?
It was beautiful. I mean, we had great weather. We got over there Thursday night, spent Thursday night at a campfire, had a fire going Thursday, Friday, fire. Saturday fire, beautiful weather. We left there yesterday, late morning, I guess, and the rain had set in, but it was good timing. So, we had beautiful weather. No complaints at all.
That's awesome, because this is the time of weather for gatherings and, you know, I don't want to say campfires. I don't want to go as far as to say bonfires. But, yeah, this is definitely the time and the weather to do it. All right. I will hang up, and I will let you continue your day. WRCY 565, we're clear.
Very good. Good chat with you. This WSBS is 311, clear.
Before you fall asleep there, Don, I want to say hi.
Who's saying hi? I don't recognize the voice, or I didn't catch the voice.
Wally. Over here, WRMZ 640. I don't know. WRMZ 640. That's it.
Oh, Mr. Peepy on the other band. Oh, okay. Yeah, sometimes you and Eric sound alike, and I can't tell you and Eric apart. Eric up in Shelby, you two sound very much alike on the radio.
Yeah, not the first one that said that, so it's weird. Maybe it's our cool, calm, collective radio-type voice. You know, should have been an announcer or a dispatcher or something, or air traffic controller.
When I first got back into GMRS back in 2020, after a bit of a hiatus, we had a radio guy on the Troy repeater, lived out near Plymouth. Well, no, he lived in Southfield, and he drove to Plymouth every morning. And you hear him on the radio in the morning, and you swear he was not talking on a GMRS frequency through the Troy repeater. He actually sounded like he was coming off your Japanese transistor radio, and he'd be the voice of, you know, Detroit morning radio. He was that good. I said, I think you missed your calling.
Yeah, there's some people that got voices like that. Well, I hadn't seen you in a minute, so I heard you in and out this morning on the other side, but I was either busy on the phone, in a Zoom meeting, or whatever, so it's been a hectic couple months for me. The past week, I had to go out west side of the country and go to work for a week, and I had to go take a test, I had to go take a class, and then I had to work, but I got all that behind me, so
hopefully things will calm down in Wally World of Life, at least till Thanksgiving. So, but I heard you there. I meant to say hi. I had a chance to talk to Sean maybe 5 minutes this morning, if that. So, and I know they say you're going to miss all of these days when all of a sudden, poof, you don't have anything to do. So, I don't know if I'm looking forward to that or not.
Well, I can suggest an idea. You need a hobby. You know, you just got to find yourself a hobby. I can't think of one, but, you know, might be something that maybe, you know, Sean and I like to do, and, you know, but that's just a suggestion. I don't know if you'd like it or not, if you ever want to sit down and talk about it. No, we did that once, and you bought some expensive radios, and I'm still getting blamed for it. Anyways, all right, have a good afternoon. Thanks for chiming in. It's good to hear your voice always. And do take care and say hello to the missus. WRCY 565, we're clear.
WRMZ 640, clear. Yeah, we'll chat later. We'll chat soon. Hopefully this Saturday, maybe I can make the deal finally. I was going to do it, but didn't land till 3 o'clock, didn't get home till 5, and so I just had enough. So, other than that, you'll be good. I do have a new hobby. I'm looking at that Elinco. We'll have to talk about that next Q. So, 73s. WRMZ 640.
Are you talking in Elinco ham radios or network radios?
Ham radio. I need a dual band like yesterday in the Stormwatch thing. I didn't have anything strong enough to hit the repeater.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify because I didn't know if you said Elinco or like iLinco. There's, you know, they're spelled similarly. One starts with an A, one starts with an I, that's all. All right, again, do take care. Be safe on the roads. WRCY 565, we're clear.
Station 640, this is WIUG 48, copy.
Hello, Jack, what's up?
Just want to see how you're doing and how is everything. Sean told me he's going to come by Saturday, but I guess he got busy. Roger?
Yeah, that was my plan, but my airplane got delayed by 3 hours, and I didn't get home till 5 a.m., and I was whooped. I'm done. I thought I could pull it off, and so that's why I didn't make it. But plans are next Saturday, barring no emergencies, so I had to go out towards the west side of the country, and I had to go one day class. I had to take a test a half a day for some credentials that I needed renewed for work. And what else? Oh, then I had to work. It was a show, and it was in Las Vegas. It was all nice and rah, 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 and everything else, but nonetheless, it's still work. So, and of course, there was some relaxation, too. So, it's been a busy boy the last couple months.
Well, yeah, I just want to see how you're doing. That's about it. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
Very good, Jack. You stay well. You sound good. So you stay well, healthy, and we will chat later. WRMZ 640.
WSCY 717, this is WSDA 45Q. WSDA 45Q, sir.
WSDA for radio check.
How about that 202 mobile? You got a copy on the 202 base?
WSCY 717, here is WSCA 452. WSCA 452, clear. WSCY 717, here is WSCA 452. WSCA
Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822, that's Delta, calling Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822, Echo, you got a copy? Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822, that's Delta, standing by and listening.
WRFX 966.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 832, that's Delta. Stand by.
WRZP 544. Happy Veterans Day to all my fellow veterans.
WRAF 504, 9 down. WRAF 966. WSP544, monitoring. Anybody use this thing anymore? WSDE 843 mobile monitoring.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822. That's Delta. Calling Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822 Actual. You got a copy? Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822.
WSDI 847 WIAG 48, copy. WIAG 48, clear.
WSEV 387 monitoring. WRUG 544, WSEV 387, Shelter 544.
WIUG 488, WRFX 9665.
Go ahead. WIUG 488.
Good evening, Jack. How are you doing this evening? This is Brian.
I know, Brian. How you doing today? I'm doing fine, except cold weather out there, about 47 I seen out that way.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I was outside all afternoon. I finished the outside work on my antenna, and I'm sitting in my basement talking off my antenna on the roof now. And then I did leave, even though they were blowing all over the place. Roger.
Roger. What's the name of that radio you got out there?
Well, right now, this is my Iron Thing 5G Plus. Right now. Power supply to the mobile radio.
You are on a walkie-talkie, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Walkie-talkie into the antenna on the roof.
You were saying. Now, let me ask you, that connector you got between the radio and the antenna, Is it very tight or no? Because, you know, sometimes it goes, loose, you know, fade out a little bit. It could be loose, or I don't know what else to tell you.
It's a cheap little adapter that I bought. I'm not too happy with it, but no, I have to order an adapter for the back of the radio that's 90 degrees and a power supply, and then I'll be up and running with my mobile radio as a base station. Roger.
Yeah, that's true. Now let me ask you, what kind of radio are you going to get?
Well, right now I'm just going to use my Anytone that I already have for the truck.
That's a good radio. Anytone, same thing that we added the DB20G. Roger?
Yes, sir. Mine's only 25 watts, but it's also 2 meter 70 centimeter, Roger.
Which is good. If you go for, like, ham license, you can use that, too. And that's what that DB20G does the same thing. Roger?
Yeah, that's why I figure I'd get this one. It was on sale, and it fit the bill. I've used it in the truck a few times, but, you know, most of the times it's not in the truck.
That's good. Keep it at home anyhow. You don't know you're going to find somebody else and somebody going to look at the car and crack that window. Crack that window, probably. I don't know. There's a lot of crazy people out there, Roger.
Yeah, well, I just as soon not have it in there when I'm parking it at work. Because I'm in there for 8 hours, and it's right out along Mound Road so people can see it. So I pull the antenna down and take the radio out, Roger.
Yeah, but now you sound a little bit better. I don't know what you did, but you sound a little bit better. But I have a few connectors. I'll bring them for you if you like.
I switched over to 625. I'm testing the frequencies, Roger.
Doing good. You're really doing good out that way. Roger.
Yeah, well, even with this, said I was putting out 6.5 watts. I was able to at least key 600. Nobody was there, but that... I keep 575, and that was nice and quiet. So I think I'll be doing okay. I get that other radio installed in a couple weeks, and I should be good.
You're doing good right now. I don't know whatever you're going to buy. I wouldn't buy nothing. You're doing excellent now. You're reaching that 600 better than me, you know. That 600, you know. The last time I was talking to the guy, he's about 30 miles from Cadillac, and that's 600.
Yeah, well, I am a lot farther south than you are. I'm down here at 9.5 mile road by Dequindre, between Dequindre and Ryan.
Well, that 600, it's by the airport on 94, I believe. Roger?
Yeah, well, I couldn't hit it with the mobile antenna on top of the car sitting in my driveway, so this antenna's definitely getting it for me. I have to play around with it a little bit more in the mornings when I don't have to work, of course, and see what else I can hit. Maybe I can talk to someplace else.
You're going to hit the lot there because, you know, Grand Rapids, you know, had the Grand Rapids, that's for sure. Because I had the Grand Rapids from here. But if you're on 725 sometime when the band is open, you'll head to Grand Rapids and you'll head to all of Flint. Roger.
Well, I was hoping to at least get Lansing, you know. Grand Rapids would be a bonus, Roger.
Yeah, I had Lansing too. Well, you had, you know, had Lansing too because that's what that is, 600. It's pointing over that way. Roger.
Yeah, that's slowly but surely. I got to work within a budget, especially now that I'm working day shift and no overtime. Roger.
Okay, I'll just hang her off a little bit more. You know, another couple of months or 3 months or see what happens. I know it's something, you know, it will do a better job anyhow out that way. Roger.
Well, I get this thing installed properly. I'll be able to sit at my computer and play my stupid games or watch videos on YouTube and talk on the radio, Roger.
You know what, Brian, I don't know what time you wake up, but I'm usually up at 7, and I usually talk to the guy by Willow Run Airport on that 600. So if you leave your radio where it is right now, you should be able to talk on it tomorrow morning about maybe 7 o'clock or 7:20 or 7:30. But I know you got to work, so that's okay. We'll do it on the weekend anyhow. Roger?
Yeah, that'd have to be a weekend thing. I start work at 7 o'clock now. Unfortunately, I got to work from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. until further notice.
That's good. At least you come home early. It's still daylight, you know, and you can do whatever you want to do after 3 o'clock. Roger.
Yeah, it's just I've been on midnight shift for so long. I'm still not sleeping through the night. Little things disturb me. So other than that, yeah. I come home, I take a nap, everybody else gets home from work, then we do dinner and after-dinner things. Roger.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I used to do the same thing, a midnight job, then I get switched in the morning. I was work at the Sport Rack Automotive over here in 23 and Chandler. I mean, 23 and Hayes. They did the same thing to me for 4 years at midnight, all night. Then he said, no more midnight, you got to come in a day shift. We need you here. I said, what do you need me for? You got some other people? He said, no, not like you. You're the best. That's why we need you here. So I had to go, had to switch. I couldn't say no at all. Roger.
WRFX 966. Well, it's not like I can tell them no. I got 29 years. I want to make 30. So I got to do what they want for now. We'll see what this summer brings. Maybe I'll retire.
You'll make it. Believe me, you'll make it with no problem at all. Anyhow, WIEG 48 for an ID. Yeah, you'll do okay. But with that, leave that radio at home. It does a good job right now. You're not fading out or nothing. Roger?
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. I definitely
would probably run 625 as my main. But I, you know, had to check out how well I could hit Mount Clemens. I'm at, like I say, 9.5 in the Ryan area, so it's a little bit of a trip going to Mount Clemens.
You can head Mount Clemens. You can head Detroit, too, because that's what it used to be, Detroit. I can head Detroit from here, too. Roger?
Yeah, well, it's good to have a backup. Roger.
And that's really excellent. Everything back up, it's an A1 plus to me, you know. Even I have one lawnmower rider. I have another one that works. Not the rider, but, you know, the push one, which has, it has its own gear and everything else, which is, that's my backup. Everything is backup is really excellent, because you don't know when you're going to need it. Roger?
It's always good to have a spare. I know I got two tractors up north. I'm the only one that uses them, but earlier this year I had one that had a flat in the rear tire and it wouldn't hold air for very long. So I had to go to the other one, and that had something that broke on it. And I took parts and made one that worked, so my spare became a part spare. And it cost me $40 for this part to replace it, but they're both up and working again, Roger.
Anything else out you got to spare. Believe me, anything else you got to spare. I even got a spare tire sitting in the garage in case something happened to the tire. I still got a, you know, a spare tire in the garage. Roger?
Well, I have a spare tire now. I bought two of them for a good price, put the two new ones on, took the one good one, put it up in the loft for a spare, so I got a spare tire now, Roger.
That's good. Well, Brian, good talking to you, and really you're sounding excellent there. With that antenna you got out there, you put up, I wouldn't do nothing with that antenna anymore. Because you're sounding excellent, you know, and that radio you got, it's a good radio, let me tell you something. And, you know, like I said, we'll check it on the weekend, on you know, on like a Saturday morning or something like that, you're not working, and you'll see how far you get out. But every day I kept get up at 7 and I'd be on that 600, and I always talk to the guy down there by the airport. Willow Run Airport. Roger?
Yeah, 10-4. I have to see what the weekend brings. The minute I make plans, we'll have a broken tool and I'll have to work Saturday morning, but I'll look forward to it.
Man, believe me, sometime at night, it opens up too, about maybe 8:30, something like that. I know you'll be sleeping because you got to get up in the morning. Roger?
Yeah, well, when I get the other radio in here, 25 watts, that'll be a good radio to play around with. Roger?
You don't need nothing else, believe me. Get you a power supply out of Amazon, you know. Make sure when you get that power supply, it says, you know, when you put it on, make sure it's a 13.8 voltage. That is the best power supply. All the radio will work on it. Make sure it says 13.8, no less than that. Roger?
Yeah, I plan on getting a 30 amp, so any radio I put on it should be fine. Anyway, Jack, it's been good talking to you. I got to start getting ready for work tomorrow and take a shower, Roger.
I talked to you today, and we'll talk again anyhow tomorrow. We'll catch you later. Good to hear from you. Talk to you later. WIUG 48, we're clear.
WRFX 966, clear.
Get a root canal. Won't that be fun? But that isn't until the afternoon. So I'm getting up and I'm going hunting. Which means I gotta get to bed. Hope y'all have a great evening. WSFC 208, signing out.